This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I was living in a suburb that, you know, really there was no Muslims in that suburb at all. And one particular family came and moved to our suburb, and they were of a Lebanese background. And I was always interested in different cultures. So I started, you know, befriended the family. And one time I was at their house and I happened to see a copy of the translation of the Quran on their bookshelf. And I basically just asked them, you know, would you mind if I read that? And this is actually a copy of that actual translation that I read all those years ago. And that's where my journey all began, subhanAllah, to find Islam. Actually, the Quran was what led me to Islam. Alhamdulillah.
I start wake 5:45 in the morning by myself. Usually I have cassette put Quran for Sheikh Muhammad Sadiq Minshawi. The boss usually comes 6 o'clock. I remember the boss that day, he come 5:45 and he entered the control room. You see, I have no chance to turn the radio off. And when I walk to turn it, he said, no, stop. Don't touch it. He go there and he start listen. I don't believe what he say. He said, look, he's not Muslim. He not understand Arabic. He said, when I hear this voice, I was fully stressful and I don't know how I come peaceful, calm down. And this has given me a peace of mind. Even I didn't understand what he talking about, just from listening. And this story is 100% true, what happened to me.
And then one time I was, you know, in a car with a Muslim family and we were going somewhere and I remember hearing this, you know, beautiful sound in the car. And I was just asking them, what's that sound? And they told me, that's the Quran, you know, and I'd only read it in English up until then. But, you know, and then subhanAllah, to think that that was the sound of the Quran when it's recited in Arabic, like it was just amazing, like to think that it had this beautiful, amazing sound, you know, that you listen to, which is so different than like with the Bible. It's incomparable, right? And I have to say, to be honest, I have to say this, that I actually had a singing background before becoming Muslim. So anyone out there who has come from that kind of musical kind of background or, you know, a singing background or something like that, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Like you have a different sort of sensitivity to the beauty of sound.
فالقرآن الكريم سبحان الله وأنا وجدت هذه المواقف في هذا البلد كثيرا ما نقرأ في حضور غير المسلمين فيأتون ويقولون يعني شعورنا بطمأنينة أو سكينة يعني وبعضهم يبكي يعني رأيت الكثير منهم يبكي ولا يدري ما هذا يقول هذا موسيقى ولكن نخبرهم بأنه القرآن والكثير هنا في أستراليا أعتقد أنه شهد إسلام غير المسلمين بسبب سماع آية من القرآن وربما هم لم يتدبروها أو يعرفوا مع يعني معنى هذه الآية ولكن فقط شعروا بهذا النور
يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم
So that's why, you know, I was particularly struck by the sound. And I remember after that, you know, I'd always play, in particular, Sheikh Abdul Basit, Abdul Samad, you know, in my bedroom, you know, like I just wanted to listen to the words, like even though I did not understand a thing, but I just wanted to hear the sound of the Quran. It's just, it had an amazing impact on myself.
Whether you understand the Quran al-Kareem or not, whether you're Muslim or not Muslim, it still has a profound impact on people. This is because it has come from the Lord of the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He knows His creation, the human being. An important aspect of the human being is these emotions that he has, this heart that he has. The Quran al-Kareem is a remedy for this heart, for the ailments of this heart. It gives you comfort, it gives you tranquility. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the Quran that we reveal that which is a remedy and a healing and a mercy to the believers.
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين.
If anyone read Quran by his brain and heart, he gonna be emotional. Because the God said, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If this Quran come on a mountain, the mountain won't stand there. It's gonna be finished. So we are a human being and the God give us the help, give us the power that we read Quran. Sometimes we have some feeling that's come this benefit from the God to show you are on the right path.
You know, it doesn't always come, but sometimes when it does come, it's just, you know, an indescribable feeling. And I've realized that it actually comes to you more often when you have a better understanding of what it's meaning. So, you know, your understanding of the Arabic of the Quran, your understanding of the meanings, once you've delved a little bit into tafsir, you appreciate it so much more. And that feeling comes to you because you're like, wow, you know, I've read this ayah 100 times, but I never thought of it that way, and it's, wow, it's like, mind blown.
I don't understand it all, but when it gets to a word that I really understand and it sinks in my heart, it takes me a long time to go to the next word or next ayah, and I just feel like I'm in Jannah. I really do, because understanding the words that you've learned and you understand it, it's just a different taste, it's a different feeling.
I remember Surah Al-Duha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent that surah at a particular time in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life when he was experiencing great difficulty. Of course, his people rejected him. He had lost his wife Khadija alayhi salam. He had lost his uncle Abu Talib. You know, we read Surah Al-Duha without thinking about what it means. But if we understand the context of its revelation and how that can, you know, resonate with us during difficult times for the Muslim community or for us on a personal level, we need not despair of the mercy or the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is always with us.